So according to tradition, Bodhidharma, after crossing the Yangtze, went to the land of Wei and made his way to the legendary Shaolin Monastery. Those into Kung Fu and all that, will your ears will prick up. The legendary Shaolin Monastery. And he didn't meet anyone there, apparently, but sat for 9 years gazing at a wall, practicing wall gazing, nothing else. And tradition says that when he became drowsy, he cut off his eyelids, and when they fell to the ground, they turned into a plant, the tea plant. Tea is a mythic substance for the Chinese. Presumably it's green tea, I would imagine. But tea keeps you awake because it comes from Bodhidharma's practice of waking up through wall gazing. So when you have your tea, when you drink your tea, just remind yourself that this is to wake up. It's also said that it was Bodhidharma who taught the monks at Shaolin the martial arts. Apparently he'd brought these arts from South India. And he taught the monks the martial arts because they were too lethargic from all that sitting and study, and they needed revving up. So there is Bodhidharma practicing wall gazing. It's an incredible image of this man with these bulging eyes in his robes, with the robe wrapped around his head, just looking at a bare wall for 9 years. And in the Zen tradition down to the present day, this is how you practice in the Zendo. You look at the bare wall. Some of you might have been wondering on a retreat like this, why aren't we all sitting facing the wall? But in fact, Bodhidharma's wall gazing is much more profound than just simply looking at a wall in the literal sense. In fact, it's not sitting simply gazing at a wall. You can do wall gazing. In fact, you're told to practice wall gazing anywhere, at all times, whether or not a wall, in the literal sense, is present. Wall gazing is, in fact, Bodhidharma's way of speaking about Buddhist practice, about the whole of the spiritual life. When it says that Bodhidharma practiced wall gazing for 9 years, it probably means he lived and taught at Shaolin a whole practice that came to be styled wall gazing. And he was known as the wall-gazing Indian, or the wall-gazing Brahmin. To understand what wall-gazing is, we need to look into one of the few texts that Bodhidharma is supposed to have taught. A short text that summarizes his Dharma. And this text is called The Treatise on the Fourfold Practice and the Twofold Entrance. Bodhidharma says, there are many ways to enter the path, but putting it briefly, there are only two ways. The first is called Li Ju, or entering by communion with primordial reality. The second is called Sing Ju, or entering by practice. So let's look at these two. I'm going to look at Li Ju, entering by communion with primordial reality today. Tomorrow I'm going to look at entering by practice.